You have been used as a kind of, what, surrogate father for semi-Biavians?
Sure. In 1964, while aboard that great mothership near the planet Saturn, between Saturn and his great moon, Titan, I had, at that time, and I'm ashamed to admit it.
Why?
As a living, I was a bare knuckle fighter on Earth.
Ah.
And it was illegal at the time. Of course, it's no longer illegal. You know, now they have like strongman contests and stuff
sure.
like that. But at the time,
you were a club boxer.
Fighter,
we call it a club boxer.
Right, and aboard that ship. I fought an alien, a hybrid alien, and for the first time in my life, I was knocked down.
Get out.
Yeah, I was knocked down, and no matter what I threw at him, he could dodge it, and all this. And I was saying, God has not made a man that I can't hit. How come, why cannot I not hit him?
Right.
Then it occurred to me, he's reading my mind.
Sure.
So on the third round, when I came out, I started in my mind singing one of the old songs from Howlin' Wolf in my mind.
Okay.
And instinctively, I could fight, you understand, without thinking about it.
Right.
And he could not read through the music in my mind. And I took him down.
Okay.
And what have you. After then, I had seen a number of females that looked more or less human sitting in the shadows watching the fight. And I said, hey, man, how can I get a girl, man? You got any girls?
You said it just like that.
Yeah. And he said... That can be a race, you know.
So first you start kicking Biavian butt, and then you start chasing Biavian butt. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, right.
Okay,
right.
So
and they took me into this chamber, and they gave me a liquid to drink, a blue liquid, and then there was a fog, a mist. Like that.
Yeah.
And I smelled it.
I've known a few people who've had that.
Yeah, and I smelled the mist. And then I was ready to make love to an oak tree.
What?
You understand, if necessary.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I understand. You're saying you were that aroused that would have been...
Right.
Okay, I see.
And then they introduced the women. And... over the next, I believe, about 72 hours.
72 hours?
Well, off and on, between sleep cycles and the liquid drinking and whatever, I must have made love to about 12 of them.
Okay.
I think from that liaison came 6 children, which I got a chance to see from the home planet in the hollow screen in 1975.
All right, now, do you have names for them? Do you send them cards on their birthdays? Do you keep in touch at all?
Well, no, I saw them in a meadow by a lake. One of the girls was orchestrating butterflies. I mean, she had them, flying in sync and in line and stuff like this. Another one... was stacking blocks through kinetic ability, you see, and what have you. And I saw a Caucasian lady, a beautiful lady, boyish looking, dirty blonde hair, and she was playing with the kids. And I thought I recognized her.
From Earth?
But later on, I found out that when I saw her, say, in a history book, she was like a pilot back during Lindbergh's time that disappeared.
Amelia Earhart?
Yes, I suppose.
No, wait. So you, Amelia Earhart would be looking after your semi-Biavian children.
She was there, and she was playing with the kids.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean she's my wife or anything, but that means that she's there and she's alive.
Okay, so she's where then?
Not aged. Uh-huh.
She would be where then? On Biavier?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where she is, and that's where your kids are, or would be, would have been then, playing in a meadow. It sounds almost like they have sort
of... Yeah, they've got big heads, but they're cute.
Got big heads, but they're cute.
Yeah.
Okay. So, kind of like Miss America contestants or something. You know?
Yeah.
So let me just get this right. So you get abducted and they bring you up to fight. And so they want you to get in a boxing match on the ship. And then from there, you've met some of the women around the ring. You were already interested in the women around the ring, though. Why did they have to give you some sort of fluid to help you perform?
Well, it was a marathon session.
I see.
And apparently, their fluid was able to agitate the elementals in the body so that I would produce the spermatozoa perhaps faster than I would ordinarily have in the normal situation. Who am I to know? But it was, you know, they were sweet. But let me say this, Ian.
Yes, sir.
Sweet they were. I did not detect from them true feelings of love. No woman in space has ever impressed me or moved me like the women on Earth. So ladies, don't think that, you know, there's a preference here. I was simply following my own libido.
Right. You're just saying, you don't want the Earth women to have to compete with those Biavian babes.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want them to feel insecure.
But they were bred, apparently.
Right.
For the sex act.
Yeah. So it wasn't a type of Viagra that they gave you.
Well,
you
whatever it was, it was good.
Okay. Wait, just leave that there.
Right.